Community activists issued their complaints outside of City Hall, just around the corner from the Tampa Police Department. Mike Feniger with the American Civil Liberties Union's Tampa chapter says they want city council members to have more say in who serves on the board. Right now, Buckhorn will appoint 9 of the 11 members.
I think the mayor has made a tragic error here in trying to usurp the authority of the city council and try to satisfy what the people said they wanted without ever listening to what they said.
The group of about a dozen residents also say they want the review board to hold its own investigations into police conduct. Andrew Joseph spoke. He's the father of a 14-year-old who died last year while crossing a highway outside the Florida State Fair. Joseph says Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputies were wrong in the way they handled the incident, which involved 100 teens being ejected from the fair. He says a citizens' board will help keep an independent eye on law enforcement.
It should be of the citizens, by the citizens, in all colors, in all shades, in all forms and fashions. We're tired of police policing themselves. It doesn't work for Tampa. It doesn't work for America.
So far, about 70 Tampa residents have applied for the Citizens Review Board. Buckhorn says he hopes the group will start meeting in December. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.